G'day, and welcome to the OM Podcast, Outwear's podcast, all about...
Hang on. That is not how it's done, my friend.
No? Yeah. Although I was doing
pretty
well.
Let me show you. G'day, welcome to the OM Podcast, Outwear's podcast, all about mobile technology and the tech industry. I'm your host, Kent Humphreys.
Wait. Hello and welcome to the OM Podcast. I'm your host, Peter. No, Kent, would you like to host?
Too many hosts spoil the show.
He's
Pete.
Here. The prodigal son.
He's back.
How do you say it? Prodigal son?
Yeah. Yeah, prodigal. I don't read a lot of Bible.
I've been listening to a lot of prodigal. Prodigy.
And I'm Prodigy son. He's started some fires.
Kent has returned from London and he is in the podcast hot seat. We pulled him in Thursday afternoon.
It's like those movies where they go from the big city to the country town. You know, it's like that. It's like I've gone back to my roots.
Are you saying that I'm Babe Pig in the city?
Yes.
Did you just call me a pig? Is that what's happening?
A cute pig.
You come in here.
An Oscar award-winning pig.
You come in here wearing a beefeater outfit and drinking your London Pride. And you start pushing people around and calling them pigs. So that's what's happening.
Invoking the queen.
And I have.
Speaking of queens, we're also joined by Mika.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Yeah.
It's the old crew.
It's good to have you here.
We're all here. Got some old Outwear blood on there.
We do. We've also got some fresh boys here. I'm looking at Keith.
Yes, my first show. I'm very nervous.
I just want to say this is my one London anecdote, tech anecdote. I haven't obviously picked up an English accent at all, but the one thing I had to do was start saying database.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I was
wait, and cash.
I was like, oh, just looking core data. And people would be like, what? Core data.
Ah. And did you tell them to clear the cash or the cache?
I think I say cache anyway. What should we say?
You should say cash. But cache. I'm not cache. Giving up on cache because it's a beautiful word.
Yeah.
Cache.
Yeah, that's why we all call it GIF, not GIF. Because GIF is better. Yeah.
And the creator of the GIF, aka the GIF, is like, hey, guys.
It's GIF.
This is how you say it. It's GIF.
He's wrong.
But guess what, creator of the GIF? It's bigger than you now. Okay? We call it a GIF.
Sometimes you gotta let the person go.
You gotta let it go.
And then they'll come back. And do a podcast with you.
All right, so exciting show today as we arrive.
It's our annual wrap
Christmas.
Up. We do it every year.
Every year, yeah. Without fail. It's like carols by candlelight. And here, Dennis Walters has just walked in. He'll regale us later with some with his dulcet
children girls.
Tunes.
The National Girls Choir is going to do some yep. carols later.
With John Farnham heading up.
So year in review, we're going to talk about the apps. We liked. We're going to talk about the apps we didn't like. We're going to talk about games we liked. We're going to talk about just tech news that blew our minds, tech news that left us cold.
Ooh, cold. Like a turkey. I always envision turkeys.
Where do you guys
really
want to start? Should we save the fun stuff till the end? Do it now.
It's all fun.
It is all fun, actually. So what about biggest bombshells? For you, Kent, what was the thing that you saw?
The biggest tech announcement.
The tech blogs year. And the announcements and the keynotes that you were just like, what?
I think it's got to be HomeKit because no one has ever thought of tying devices in your home together before.
Exactly.
This is Apple. And Apple just sort of pulled it out of nowhere. This is a completely impact. Fresh idea. Yep. And it's taken the world by storm, really.
It's been huge. I walk into my home now and it's basically like 2001.
Hello, Peter. Can't tell the difference. Well, I remember one of our first own podcasts was all about home automation and we were saying, oh, imagine in the future what it'll be like. And
we're there.
We're still saying that.
Oh. Yeah.
definitely not HomeKit. I think there's the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, which is all kind of the junky, not that's a unfair word. It's all the non-Apple or Samsung branded tech gets talked about. And I reckon we'll see a lot of HomeKit stuff there. But
it is very early days.
Yeah, it's early days. But I mean, that's what Google said 4 years ago when they launched their home thing. And then 3 years ago when they relaunched their home thing.
And
then this year when they relaunched their home. Anyway, I think one of the things that I genuinely think is exciting into 20. Maybe it's a little bit premature. Maybe 2015 is going to be the real year of virtual reality. Is that what we call it? Virtual reality.
Sure.
Tacking on the glasses. So we've got the Google Cardboard, which everyone laughed at, but you guys have actually used in the office, right?
Yeah.
I work in a purely iOS team now, so I don't have Android friends.
You can
to
still
play with.
Do that though. You can get Cardboard for iPhone.
It's compatible.
It is the Cardboard. Yeah, you just need a Stanley knife and just like a cutting mat or some cardboard.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Actually, one of the guys that has Cardboard here had to cut extras out because he has a Samsung Galaxy Note, which is just an enormous phone. So
well, that
to
but
they
I'm forgetting the name of it. This is ridiculous. The Samsung just bought out there. They sort of teamed up with Oculus Rift, and they've made a thing that you shove. I think the latest. Is it the S5 or the Note 4? Maybe you shove the Note 4 into it.
It's the same thing.
It's like a special pair of glasses and you shove a massive great smartphone in the front and suddenly it's VR. Mm.
There's actually a Samsung shop in Melbourne Central for all our Melbourne listeners and probably all over the world. But they're trying very hard to be Apple. But the thing they have like demos there where you can go
of those ones.
Do it. Yeah. I saw it, but there was like a line.
Because if they can make that, if they can somehow, like, well, you make that for iPhone 6 or 6 Plus, just because the sheer numbers of people that own that one handset, and suddenly virtual reality could be a mainstream thing, especially if it's like an add-on and it's not, if it's only $100 or $200, because it's just kind of a good proper frame.
Have you gone through the Google demo apps?
On
the Google Cardboard?
No, I haven't used Cardboard at all.
You should try it here before you leave. Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. Have you tried it, Mika?
No, I haven't yet.
Do they have Matrix 1, 2, and 3?
They do. I was like, whoa.
But there never was a Matrix 2 or 3. What are you talking about?
they have a range of like the Google Maps things, or Google Earth is pretty cool.
Okay.
And
I remember you guys talking about it, like sort of flying around.
Yeah, it's super cool. And the YouTube app is just really simple and cool. It's just you see all the videos and you're like, oh, and that one. You press a button and it flies at you and then you're in a movie theater watching the video. It's like,
yeah, that's cool.
It's just really simple. And
are the kids up the back?
Yeah, you can hear them making noise. So Google Cardboard, I think that's good. I think seeing that, it's definitely solidified the whole virtual reality for next year.
The mainstreamization of virtual reality.
Yeah. They made it affordable. They went, guess what? You don't need to buy this crazy kit that Facebook owns.
Oculus developer kit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I put on an Oculus Rift, the very latest one, and the thing that they were simulating was a desk. Like, guys, I'm totally sitting at a desk right now. It's amazing. I'm like looking around. I took it off. Wait, I'm still sitting at a desk, guys.
What's happened?
It's different. It's less real.
So, Keith, what blew your mind this
year? What blew my mind? I can't talk about the game thing yet, which I'm stupid excited about. Being a slightly Google-leaning person, only slightly, in the way that Kent is slightly leaning to Apple products, the whole material thing, basically, like Lollipop material, everything that came out everything that was announced at Google I.O. Actually came out eventually.
Googly-O.
Yeah.
I got to say as well, for me, that had the biggest impact on like my job and sort of the industry for me is Android actually finally sorting their stuff out and having like a consistent style across everything.
Yeah.
That was huge. But then, and it's been a bit of a roller coaster. It's like, ooh. The SDK came out. It was like a little bit disappointing. Mm-hmm. Like we couldn't do all
so
the
many
things that we
missing.
Were promised.
Keith, what's the Lollipop? I guess, what has it been like a couple of months now? You've been lollipopping?
Yeah.
So what is the experience? Is it like, was it like when iOS 7 came out, it was really jarring? There was the non-iOS 7, the iOS 7, and it felt like it was two disparate worlds.
It's
is
huge.
It kind of material, immaterial? Is that the opposite?
We call it fabric design.
Okay.
No, it's like night and day.
So what's the adoption like? Is it getting there? Are all the apps materializing?
It's
like puns.
All materializing. they're Geordie LaForging all over the place. Nice. So it's really, really obvious when someone hasn't updated for material yet, especially when you're on Lollipop, because you can now color the status bar at the top and the app bar at the bottom, like where the little back and home and little tab buttons are. I could show you, but it's not going to help the podcast at all.
You see, I didn't know that. And I got Lollipop about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I had no idea you can change colors. I've had this Nexus 5 for a whole year and I've been using it for the last 2 weeks because of Lollipop.
It's an app setting. The apps can
Yeah, the apps can change it now and they can do a lot more things and animations. like a first class citizen now, which is just a big thing for Android, because it's that was the biggest thing I noticed different between iOS and Android was iOS animated the crap out of everything. Like you couldn't go to a new view or whatever you call them, a new page
without an animation. Typically,
without an animation,
and materials the same now.
Materials the same now. Well, they tell you to do it now. Mm-hmm. And whether you do,
How's the SDK when you're actually trying to implement it?
There's a lot missing.
But in terms of animation, you get a lot of stuff for free.
Animation's good. There's a lot of things baked into the framework.
So when you say there's a lot of stuff missing, what's the most obvious?
So when you're not on Lollipop, we're relying on something called AppCompat.
Right.
And it's catching up. It's catching up. There's no kind of, at this time, standard floating action button, which is on everything.
Yeah.
So you've got to kind of download Google's sample stuff and just kind of rip out the bits that they've re-engineered. So is
the real problem just backwards compatibility then?
It's always the problem, isn't it? Yeah. Just recreating the things that they've created kind of thing. Like you've got that parallax scrolling effect with the hero image that will slowly fade out when you scroll up, and then that sort of action bar thing will become the action bar at the top and all that kind of stuff. It's not particularly well handled. You go into the Google I.O. app that they released all the code for, which is meant to be our kind of coding Bible now. We're supposed to look into that. It's an interesting patent. They've just manually done it. So it's copy, paste, done.
And we've found just in the design team, like a lot of contradicting things in the guide, like changing quite often. And when you look at Google's apps, like Inbox, which we'll get into later, and the Google I.O.
Do what I say, not what I do.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, even things like the nav drawer, whether it opens over the top of the action bar at the top or whether it opens underneath the action bar or how it sort of handles it.
That's been keeping me awake at night.
So. Oh, no. Yeah. Kent and I have been sending each other emails about it. I'm just like, how about that nav drawer? Jeez.
But I've sort of turned from being a real advocate for it. Like when it was first announced, I'm like, they've done it.
Yeah. Like it's like a relationship.
I'm
going
to be like a brand. Like I'm going to be a style guardian for this, like this Bible, this material design guideline. And then in reality, I'm just like, okay, it's just a vague guide. Yeah. Like you'd still have to.
It's just like a relationship. You're like, this person is amazing. Oh my God, there's nothing wrong with them. It's like the way they clear their throat really irks me.
But it came in a good time because I probably would have shot myself if I had to design another Android app based on
without
like
material.
Nothing.
Yeah, but let's like, go back to KitKat.
We want your app to kind of look like the movie Tron. Can it look like the movie Tron?
Hey, we hit Tron at 3.0, right?
You can have white Tron.
Yeah, yeah.
Tron, the modern remake, not the original.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we have Tron Still Dark bad. And Tron Light.
All right, Mika.
Oh, yeah.
What blew your mind?
Apart
Wake
from
up.
Your Nexus 5.
So the first thing was the selfie stick.
The selfie stick was your
like GoPro.
Was your tech industry story of the year. Wait, get Verge on the phone.
Why did they not cover this?
I just saw one of our business managers walk around with a selfie stick, and I thought that was the coolest thing in the office.
It was actually the strangest thing. We were at a bar having a Christmas party, and he's got this iPhone on a selfie stick, and he's filming other people. Mm. And I just thought, imagine if that was his hand, and he walked up to someone at a table and just started filming them, you'd get pretty upset. But because it's on a selfie stick and he's being all cool artsy with it.
I had the exact same thing in the airport on the way over here. There was a guy, clearly a tourist, and he was just like...
That was a metal detector.
Tourist. He was like standing there twirling in circles, holding this stick in the air. And yeah, if he didn't have a selfie stick, you'd be like...
Was he screaming, I'm the king of the world!
But I was just like, oh yeah, that's normal. Yeah, he's got a camera on the end. Yeah, that's what I'd be doing if I had one.
I didn't realize though, because I saw them on Catch of the Day or something. Yeah. They have a Bluetooth remote.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Because I always thought it was mechanical, like a little hand grabber thing. I pulled the trigger claws, somehow. Yeah. Yeah, a little remote. I might get one.
I actually thought it was hitting the volume button or something like that, and that was turning the camera on or off.
Yeah, no, like no, you thought it was doing it mechanically.
Physical. Yeah, yeah.
No,
like
it's a Bluetooth remote. That's why they're $18.
So I'm just so excited about the new cultures we're developing with mobile and what... You know, the changes we have.
What's like, weird and what's not weird now?
Yeah, so the selfie stick is new. I also heard of in Hong Kong, there's a term called bent head, which means you're a person who goes around with your head bent because you're looking at your phone.
So, so yeah.
So
right now.
Literally, the translation was bent head. Oh, he's a bent head, Keith.
Let's bring that in. I am a bent head. We almost ran someone over the other day.
Younger generation, probably our generation as well, but like from texting, like losing a lot of like muscles in your neck and stuff, so your posture's all screwed up.
This isn't about posture, but my little nephew, I've just seen his new trick, which is, you know how we were all amazed that little kids could swipe mobile devices? Well, he can get my brother's phone, hold down the home button so Siri pops up, and he can't talk yet, but he just goes, and then Siri tries to like interpret that and be like, would you like to look up this on Wikipedia? So like he knows how to activate Siri and communicate
with
Siri.
Well, that makes one of us.
Siri's become that thing from The Simpsons where Maggie would talk into it and it would decode translate it. I'm
baby
hungry.
Translator.
Herb pal.
Oh, pal,
I want
right.
What the dog's eating. That'd be huge if that came out.
That would be massive.
How do we feel about Siri? It's getting a little bit more mature now.
I've started using it, and thanks to OK Google, Hey Siri, I at the moment, like, I've just moved into a new apartment and I don't really have any furniture yet. So my phone is kind of out of arm's reach when I'm asleep. Mm-hmm. So I have this thing where I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm like, hey Siri, what time is it? And I've got the female British voice, of course.
Is that all you ask again?
It's on the pillow like next to him in bed.
It's funny because I use the male voiceover for accessibility.
There you go. And she'd be like, it's early. It's 3:30 a.m. And I'm like, oh, thanks, Siri. Good night.
Oh, so Siri gives you context. It's early.
Yeah.
It's so early. Yeah, Don't bother me.
I've actually been using it. I never thought I would. And
Has Siri ever gone, hey, Kent? Remember that I always love you.
We do chat about that.
And by the way, it's 2:45 a.m. It's quite early.
Hey Siri, set alarm 2:45 a.m. Remember that I always love you.
I found the Hey Siri thing so good when you're in bed. You're like, hey Siri, set my alarm for 7:30.
Yes, exactly.
And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
So Siri
I've
works.
Got the Aussie Siri.
G'day, mate.
So Siri works when you're on the lock screen, does it? When you're locked.
If it's plugged in.
Yeah, if it's plugged in.
Sneaky. Okay, yeah. I can replicate.
So I don't know how many times in bed I'm talking to my husband and suddenly Siri comes up and says, whoa.
Well, your husband's name is Siri.
Your husband is Siri.
Okay. So let's get on to apps of the year.
Ooh.
So
do we need a drum roll?
I'm going to start off with a controversial one. Just to troll everyone. I love Facebook Messenger.
He's the popular choice.
He's straight face. I can't tell. I can't tell which way he's going.
I think it's a great app. I think it was a good decision for Facebook to do that.
I don't have the quote, but Mark Zuckerberg said something like, we know that we appreciate that this is a lot of work and a lot of effort for you.
You sound exactly like it.
I can't remember the quote. It was so funny. He said something like, we appreciate that this is a lot of work and it's very tiring for you to download another app. But we think it's a better solution. And I read it and I went, in 2014, we consider a lot of work and a lot of effort to be like touching the screen 8 times to go to
the
app store.
Yeah, but that's eight times times 1 billion users.
So no, much work.
That's a lot of taps.
You could build a pyramid with that. Work.
That's like, wait, let me do the maths. 8 billion taps.
I always imagine Mark Zuckerberg's voice to be like Jesse Eisenberg from the movie.
I wonder why.
He's always talking like this. So I was thinking,
sorry, Messenger.
Messenger.
Yeah, so I forced all my friends off WhatsApp.
Wow.
And move them to...
Do you have that power? Yeah. Are you the alpha friend who says, I am on this now. In order to talk to me, you must be on this.
We call them influencers.
I gave them WhatsApp. I take it away. Before that, it was email. And then I'm just like, there's too many message apps now.
Wave. How long WhatsApp's, were you Google waving for?
I was actually a very passionate Google wave user.
About as long as Google were.
But I gave up on it. But yeah, just too many messaging apps. I'm like, you have to use Facebook Messenger now because if someone texts you on Facebook, you get pinged on it. And WhatsApp's like dying, so.
So what's better? Why is it better? Sorry.
The UI's a hell of a lot better. It has stickers. It has stickers of cats on it, which is generally...
So stickers are basically emoji type things?
Yeah, but they're amazing. They have Power Ranger stickers.
Oh, my God.
And Pixar and a cat.
They know their audience.
Yeah.
But your friends have to be on Facebook in order for you to...
They do, yeah. I had one friend that wasn't on Facebook. I had to make him get on Facebook.
One friend, did you, Whoa. That wasn't on Facebook, Pete?
Yeah.
Just one.
Mm-hmm.
Just one.
Yep.
Yep. So I'm not on Facebook. I don't know if you knew that, Pete.
No, this is for my man chat. This is for my boys. This is like my high school
We got the crew. iMessage anyway.
Yeah.
I tell you what, iMessage gets tricky when you put lots of different SIMs in your phone.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, who are you? What's going on? Sometimes it sends... Anyway.
iMessage is an unwieldy beast that can be tamed only sometimes. Sometimes you get those green bubbles.
I definitely, I don't know, is WhatsApp... Like, WhatsApp is king in Europe. Like, every person I meet, they're like, WhatsApp? So, is it the same here? You know, I've been gone so long. It's been 6 months. I don't even know.
I think WhatsApp's fading.
Uh-huh.
Messengers overtaking it?
I think so. But yeah, WhatsApp is huge in Europe. I think it's because it's anti-Facebook.
I also need a Facebook login for Tinder. So I think I'm just going to have to get one of them Facebooks.
Let me just swipe you left because you're boring me.
Wait, do you know how out of date WhatsApp is? How? You go to the website and there's a picture of a Nexus 4 on the front page.
Exactly.
Hello 2012.
That's what I told my mates and they're like, we have no idea what you're talking about. So Mika, app of the year.
I'll have to follow Apple's suit. So this app won the Apple Design Awards at WWDC. It's the Threes app.
That's a game.
Sorry. It's a game.
We're getting to games.
Games is later, Mika.
Oh, my God.
Wrong category. Sorry.
App of the year.
Okay, sorry. Another favorite of mine is Duolingo. I don't know if I said that correctly.
That's a gamified app. We're talking about apps like banking and stuff.
It's a way of life. Have you versed the final boss in Duolingo?
If you haven't heard of Duolingo, it's an app that helps you learn another language.
No, it's an app that helps you learn English and sometimes another language.
Okay.
I'm just upset because I downloaded it because I wanted to... I'm hijacking your thing now. Sure. I wanted to learn Japanese.
Yes.
And it's not in there yet. So there's a million different ways to learn English. I already know English. Come on, Duolingo. Where's my Japanese?
Hiragana chart and be done with it.
I don't know what that is because Duolingo's a talking word.
Just watch a lot of anime with the subtitles.
Yeah, I do. I could shout Abunai and Nani and Sasuke and Naruto. Like, it's Japanese, right?
You've seen Akira, right? That's all you need.
Akira, yeah. Sorry, I'm going to let you finish.
I'm currently learning French, so I'm using Duolingo.
Ooh la la. Yeah, can we have an example?
Je suis fort. That means I am strong.
Strong.
Yeah. Oh, nice. I thought it meant my foot or something.
I can say le vin noir, red wine.
Okay.
Yeah, all the important stuff.
I am strong. Rouge. I need wine.
I think you're done. Language achieved.
I'm French.
All right, Kent. I'm looking at the show notes here, and you've got some apps I've never heard of.
Wait, do I get an app of the year?
Just pull your jets, Keith. We'll get to you.
We'll have that turn. I've intentionally put some non-Australian apps in here just to prove that I actually...
Just to show you've been traveling.
Yeah. The first one is... one is Dark Sky, which is just a weather prediction app. And I've managed to get...
Is it British? Because it predicts dark sky all the time?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I've managed to get everyone in my little office, my part of the office, using it. And we all just sit there every day and it's like, are we going outside today? Ooh, light rain. I don't know about that. It just predicts really, really accurately whether it's going to rain. I'm not sure why it hasn't been launched in other territories. It might just be getting the weather information from certain sources. But the other app is City Mapper. And if you've lived in a city that has City Mapper, you probably use City Mapper instead of Google Maps or Apple Maps or any of your public transport things. Ooh. It's basically a little startup and they're just tackling one city at a time. I've voted for Melbourne to be added to City Mapper, but you know, that's one vote. Maybe everyone should get on and vote for Melbourne.
I'm voting right now.
And basically they're really, really focused on UX and making the experience as fast and simple as possible.
Nice.
So it's just kind of like it by comparison, it's that thing I was making fun of Mark Zuckerberg for saying, by comparison, using Google or Apple Maps feels like work, you know, quotes. Whereas they're taking the work out of your transit. And you know, it has an offline map and it's just all the stuff that you would want out of a public transit app. And it's really good, but it's only like London, New York, certain key cities.
Is that going to be a problem in Melbourne because we don't have all the data available?
I thought in Melbourne we have the data,
but they don't conform to the standards, I think, yeah. that Google published.
Yeah, the Google
they do not conform. API. So even though you do have access to it, you do have to do a lot of work to get the sequence of information to get you the right information. Yeah. So if I want to transfer, like, for example, at Richmond and change to another line, you have to make like 10 separate calls to get that.
It may, I mean, that might be a turnoff for them. Mm. They might be choosing cities that have really good APIs for public transport. But I hope Melbourne will get it because it's just a great app. And it's, I actually got to meet some city mapper guys at a careers fair thing. And I was like, so what's your monetization strategy? Because it's just a free app that makes public transport awesome. He's like, I don't know, just, you know, get big. Okay, cool.
Step one, map city. Step two, step three, profit.
Collect underpants.
Is it one of those startups where it's just like our business plan is to get bought out by Google?
I would think, they obviously didn't say that, but yeah, I reckon. Mm. I reckon they just want to get bought by someone.
Get big, get
bought. But they're doing a good job. They're making it a really good interface. Mm. And if it works, they make Google and Apple lift their game.
They're smart. They make the experience good.
Yeah. Exactly.
And they have good information. It looks like they crowdsource the information as well.
Yeah, I think they do. Mm. They do get
it. Because I just voted and said, how can you help us? I'm just like, I don't want to help. I just voted. No, I said I could help.
Nice.
Yeah. So I voted for Melbourne. Everyone should vote for Melbourne and put the reason because OM Podcast said so.
Because it's good.
There's three votes right there.
Keith, what are your apps of year?
Thank you. Sorry, I didn't know Kent hadn't gone yet. So I feel quite rude before. So my app of the year is actually Inbox by Google. Facebook Messenger. I was quiet. I kept quiet. I didn't go, ugh. It's really nice.
Is it nice because you're a child who doesn't know how to manage their inbox?
I'm a zero inbox person because I'm an adult who manages his inbox really nicely.
Yeah.
And it helps me do that. It's really nice. I tried to use the mailbox, the Dropbox one. And I just, for some reason, it didn't click with me. I didn't like it. But this is all material.
Don't you worry that you're going to miss emails? Or you just trust it?
How could you miss an email, though, right?
Does it check it like, oh, that's not that important. I'll put that in social media.
It groups, right? Mm-hmm. So if you have an email come in with a group, it's on that main screen. But it's just hidden inside a group. So it's two taps to get there. So
much work.
I know. Two taps. It's less taps than installing Facebook Messenger.
The thing
I might as well be dead.
The thing I don't like the most about Inbox is the inability for me to swipe through my emails. So you know, on
negative.
Gmail, I can just go from left to right, whatever I haven't read yet, and I can swipe through them.
Yeah.
But if I want to swipe through a bundle, which is the grouping name they've called it, I can't do that. And it drives me up the...
The thing I hate about it is it's solving a problem that doesn't need to be solved.
You guys are being so positive about this.
Email rocks. They got it right first time.
I really like the native mail app on the iPhone, especially now that you can swipe and mark as read and archive stuff.
So, you know, with Gmail app, I don't know if it's different on Android, but on iOS, I don't use it that much because often when I want to use it, I don't have data.
Data. Clear your cache and get the data.
Isn't data that guy from Star Trek?
Yeah. So I want to look at my email in the City Loop, for example. And I won't be able to access it because Gmail will be like, we can't log you in right now and we're an internet company, so you can't do anything. Is Inbox better? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't travel in the City Loop.
Okay. I do travel in the City Loop, and every time I go through Flagstaff, it's just a blank screen. So I have to wait between the stops. So I get to the station, it will load one page. It blanks again between Flagstaff and Melbourne Central, and then it comes back on again. Really
why is everyone checking their email in the City Loop?
What else is there to do? There's nothing else to do.
Everyone is doing.
Just be quiet with your thoughts for just a few moments.
See, I have a confession. Up until a few minutes ago, I thought we were all talking about England with the City Loop. Melbourne. Even Flagstaff.
That would be the Circle Line.
Yeah. Ah, the Circle.
Or the Northern Line.
Isn't it the tunnels or something? Or the lorry? I don't know. The tube. That's it.
Okay.
I don't even have a passport. No, Inbox is really, really good.
So
I like it.
It's made your life better.
Yeah, it's. I think the UI has captured me. I like the Zero Inbox thing. This helps me do it. And it separates things that aren't important to me into other little places where I can just go and look at later. And that's snoozing good. Things and have it all hook in with Google Now and everything shows up in the in kind of the one kind of googly way.
Okay.
Really nice.
Do you know what?
Well,
you are
a Google phone guy.
Am I? No. A little bit. Maybe a little bit.
Is it out of all the betas? Can any normal person use it now? Or is it
No. They're still doing the Gmail thing where it's invite only, but everybody has 20 extra invites Everybody's run out of people. So anyone want one?
There was one thing that I really liked about it, which was the preview. So when you have a video in your email, it shows up as a preview.
That's nice.
So you can tap on it and get started on the video
cool.
right away. Yeah.
It's nice. Video, it's huh?
But you know snooze in email.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, I can snooze it.
Yeah, it treats each email as a to-do
item. I can also just mark as unread. That's a snooze for me.
Yeah, but then it's annoying,
because then I have
right?
a one.
Because you've got this inbox top. And it's like...
But I have fingers. I can scroll to it, even when I'm in the city loop.
Wow.
But it's if you can't do it, if it's that, what is it called? Like 42 folders or something? If you can't do it right now, you set a time to do it later.
Right.
Whereas marking unread won't ping you. Like, I can tell things
to
remind
me. No, but I'll
see
that one and I'll be like, God. Get rid of it.
And you keep clicking it. You just keep going back and click. Oh, one email. Oh, right. It's that one I just marked on red because I'm not good at managing email.
Okay. All right. Keith, what other Google products?
Google products? I don't know. What
other Google? You had written down Fit. Google Fit.
Oh, Google Fit. Yeah, that's right. It's something I started using. So
this is why this happened, Ken, since you left.
You guys got
all
slick.
The radio polish has just gone out the window.
We are amazing. It's been a little while since we've done one of these. Yeah. You know, it's we just sit here in suspended animation until we do another podcast
between
as
podcasts.
Well. Yeah, it's like when Homer walks out of the room. So. Nexus 4 got Lollipop, so therefore I downloaded Google Fit and started playing with it. And it's really, really cool. That's this really neat little animation.
Has it affected your... I think we talked about this on like one of the first episodes. Has it affected your habits? Are you getting more exercise or more fit or anything?
It has, but not by a lot. Because I'm still notoriously lazy and bad at exercising. But sometimes I look at Google Fit, I've set it... Originally started off, the default is 1 hour of activity a day is what you're trying to aim for. But
could that just be walking around? Like,
yeah, it could be walking or anything. Google Play Services, which runs in the background on your phone, can tell when you're walking, driving, riding a bike.
Skynet, right?
Falling downstairs.
Is that Skynet?
No, officially, no.
Not yet.
We haven't given it nukes, so therefore it's not Skynet. There's lots of hands and gestures going on. So
did you lower your standards from 1 hour a day?
I lowered it back down to half an hour because that's easier to attain. And it's like, you did it.
You should set it to 4 minutes. You'll get it in the first trip to the bathroom.
It might take a while sometimes.
Speaking of trips to the bathroom, let's talk about mobile gaming.
Ooh.
So the fun part, game of the year.
So mine is a game that Apple gave a design award to this year.
You guys are so creative.
I'm going to follow their lead.
Duolingo.
Threes. No.
Is that a...
No, you go. You go.
Okay.
What's your top score on Threes, Mika?
Nothing.
27?
60,000 plus. Yeah. It's a bit embarrassing because I know that Adam in the other office, he's probably tripled that. So
for the uninitiated...
Everyone's checking their three scores.
Which guy is that? I got up to like the Dracula guy.
Two or three guys behind.
Whoa.
So yeah.
Wow. That's very advanced.
So how does Threes work? I don't understand.
So if you've heard of 2048, which you would have because I spoke about it in the last podcast.
We actually had a whole podcast dedicated to Threes when it came.
I don't remember.
So you start off with two tiles. It's one and two. And when you swipe to merge them together, they create a three tile.
Three. Hang on.
Hi.
Yep, three. Yep.
And then after that, you have to swipe and merge two threes tile to make a six tile.
Okay.
And each one of these tile is a character. So a three character is kind of like a normal white tile with the three. But when you merge them to make a What tile?
It's a fun game.
12 tile.
My game of the year, guys.
Yeah. So it goes 3, 6, 12, 24, etc., etc., etc.
Yes, so it's really...
It's exponential.
It's on Android. Isn't it called like 24 or something on Android? It's the same game.
2048.
I think it's not called threes. Is on Android.
You sure it's not called threes?
By three. Support the original developers that came up with the...
Someone stole the idea.
The game theory. My game of the year, I do play a lot of Two Dots, which actually a recruiter showed me this game, and they're not my favorite people on the planet, so I was like, yeah, right, I'm going to play that. But I have actually been playing a lot. It's got that terrible timer-based thing, so... It's like, hey, you've been playing for 20 minutes. Do you want to give us some money or stop playing? And I hate myself.
Dino Hunter does that.
I hate myself for playing a game that does that.
I just want to kill a T-Rex, all right?
But it's just like a good mindless puzzle game. But I think my actual game of the year, it's hard to pronounce, Kiwanuka, Kiwanuka, which is a really, it's a really nicely designed sort of simple puzzle game. And you can tell that basically a bunch of indie hipsters got together and were like, yeah, let's make a really cool game where it's not about violence and killing people, but it's about working together.
Sounds lame.
It's pretty short, but it's just a nice, well-polished game.
Oh, so and it's relevant because there's a holiday sale on Google Play right now. You can get it for $1.49 in Australia.
Boom.
Yeah, bam.
Snap it up.
That does look really strange. I'm seeing a pattern here. All the things you like have a really nice design.
I'm an Apple guy.
My game of the year has got to be... I've got two. Hitman Go on the iPad.
I've been wanting to download that, but like... It's so many dollars. It's like $4. I'm not made of money.
Papa like.
It's good.
As a
Papa like.
Such a good game.
Okay, I'm going to get it.
What's Papa like?
That's just how I feel about it.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a game.
As in, I'm Papa and I like it.
That's why I'm not an
it's
alpha
like
friend.
It's like $6.50, I think. It's a bit of a barrier for an app like that. But, you know, it's from the Hitman people. I don't know who makes that game. But I had played that on
Square Enix.
I don't know, Xbox or something.
Oh, real Hitman. Yeah, real but it's one. Completely different.
It's like a strategy board game. But the
turn-based.
Yeah. No.
Oh, it's kind of like you... It's not
it's
live
just like
action.
A puzzle. Yeah, it's like yeah. It's a board game, essentially. Yeah. But just the level of polish and the... just everything, like the sound effects, the way everything is rendered, the style of the game, the there was a WWDC video where they were talking about onboarding and they used Hitman Go as an example.
Wow.
Because just like with the level design, they just keep the early levels like super simple. So like there's only one way you can go. So realize, oh, okay, this is how I move.
It's very Nintendo-like.
Exactly.
Yeah, the first few levels are really tutorial.
It's tutorial, but they don't call it a tutorial.
Exactly. Yeah. They're not like going,
which is really nice.
Your player, do this. Yeah. They just put you in it and you go, oh, I can only go one way. I get it.
Read this wall of text.
So, and that was really fun, and they kept like updating level packs for it as well. So it had a lot of longevity. Or? No, they just like, hey, it's an update. Yeah.
I'm going to support
nice.
That.
Okay. It was really nice. That.
Yeah.
I really like that, and I am so addicted to SimCity Build It now. I haven't played SimCity since like
the first
version.
Is that a companion to the latest SimCity? Like the actual game on PC?
I think
Does
it's
it
separate.
Tie in with that?
It's kind of similar, but I think it's a totally separate deal. I'm not sure if it's linked in.
So you don't need to own the PC game.
And it's totally freemium.
Awesome.
And I've managed only to spend $12 on a
You spent $12. Is it good though? Have you had
that's like
worth
you can
it?
Spend thousands of dollars.
You can spend thousands of dollars on most games.
So is it like you plonk a building down, you have to wait a certain amount of time?
Everything
or if you spend money,
everything's
you can speed
waiting
it up.
Based.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, you don't want to wait, just spend like bit of cash.
So do you change your time on your device?
No.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they figured that out.
I don't know.
No one's ever thought of that
games
before.
Like that and like unintentionally change time zone and it's like, oh, you're good to go.
Just on the plane.
Yeah.
All right. So I was about to download Hitman Go before when Pete was talking to me about it originally, but then something came out that's been waiting on Android tablet forever and ever, and it's here and it's only just come out.
Didn't this come out on iPad? Like,
shut up. Yes, it did. But for some reason, they had a lot of trouble bringing it out onto Android tablet. But it's here, Hearthstone. It's on Android tablet.
And is it good? It's a good version.
Amazing. It's
smooth.
It's exactly... Well, it's the same code base as everything else. Okay. So I don't know why it took them so long. So it's amazing. I'm playing it on a two-year-old tablet, and it's a little bit janky with animations, but I hear it's janky on brand new tablets as well.
How many hours a day?
A lot. I was up to about midnight a couple of nights ago. just like, haven't I been playing this game for ages already? Nope, still playing. I was playing it on the tram this morning.
I get home at midnight.
People are asking.
Is it a card-based game?
It's a card game. Yeah, it's a free-to-play card game. It's not pay to win. It's pay to save
time. So solitaire.
So. It's basically solitaire and you just hit things. It's a little bit like Magic the Gathering. But much more accessible. Blizzard,
well, now Pete knows what you're talking about. Yeah,
yeah, it's Magic the Gathering.
I'm big into cock magic.
South Park call out.
So what device do you have?
I have a Nexus 10.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the first podcast I've done in months where it's not in the room with me, so I'm feeling quite remiss.
Because someone's playing Hearthstone on it.
Just charging.
I think Nexus 10 will be the right size to play that type of game.
Yeah, I've had it. There's another guy here with a Nexus 7 and we were playing side by side because we're sad. And we weren't even versing each
That's
other.
Not sad.
I glanced over to his tablet and I was like, look at that little thing.
Yeah, because I play Candy Crush on my iPhone 5S and that's a tiny screen when compared to my Nexus 5.
And there's a lot of little things in Candy Crush.
Very small things. So I think if I'm going to play games, I'll get a bigger device. So next year, 6 Plus S.
The S. You're anticipating S. The S.
Do you really think the name's going to be that clunky?
Pluses.
6 Pluses. 6 Pluses. People with lisps are just not going to buy it. Like, no, I refuse.
iPhone Air.
Yeah, I thought they were going to do that this year, actually.
iPhone Air
or something like that.
Okay, so speaking of crazy rumors, what's happening next year? What are you excited about next year? 2015, for me, obviously hoverboards and Jaws 17.
Yeah, those shoes that pump themselves up.
Yeah. And the auto laces.
Self-drying clothes.
Can you believe it's finally here, the Back to the Future? I've been waiting for this year. I was probably... 9,
yeah,
I think, and now it's here, and I'm just so old and jaded. Yeah. I just don't care. That's pretty much what life is.
If a Jaws hologram doesn't come and try and bite my head off in the street, that's it. I'm out.
Close. We could do the Jaws hologram. That's the closest thing. Like hoverboards are still light years away.
Oh, I've seen a video of Tony Hawk on a hoverboard.
We've all seen videos of Kickstarters.
No, it's real. It's a Kickstarter, right?
So I'm very excited about the Apple Watch.
Yeah, okay.
Very excited.
I can relate to that.
Just because I want wearables to become a mainstream thing.
Yeah.
And I just love the idea of designing for something that you wear.
I just saw recently, I don't know how it's pronounced, Tag Heuer. They're suddenly going, oh yeah, we totally think smartwatches are important. Yeah, since 3 months ago, we've been working on it night and day. Yeah, we think it's the next big thing.
It's our bread and butter.
That's good. Like, if Apple and Android is scaring actual watch manufacturers, that means something. It's not just like a geeky thing for the fringe.
Yeah.
Fossils on board and everything as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if it's going to be like, oh, so that watch is $5,000, but I can't get my email on it? Like, what? Yeah.
You mean it doesn't sync up with my phone? I mean, you even got things like Pebble, which was arguably the original smartwatch that made it big.
Yeah.
Is now incorporating Android Wear notifications. So it's So that actually made Pebble look really good to me. The only problem is developing for it is you're still in C++/JavaScript land, which is just the weirdest combination of languages you can possibly jam together. So, maybe.
But there is still a fact. I looked. None of us. Bandy, show me your wrists.
Yeah, there's.
I'm a part-time. Pebble wearer. Yeah. If I'm feeling techie, I'll be like, okay, I'm gonna wear it today, but I don't wear it every day. But I love my Pebble. I think it's really good. I loved developing for it when we did AFL Pebble, just working.
Sorry, designing for it.
Well, I designed with a developer. Yeah.
Yeah, Doug did code.
Yeah. I love designing for it. Thank you.
I've got so many friends who do wear Pebble and they're not in IT. They don't design for it or develop for it. And I've also got a lot of friends who wear the Moto 360, mm-hmm. which is really strange. Like
250,
270
with flat tire.
360.
Oh yeah, it does. Have
if you want a proper 360 screen, LG G Watch R.
That was that was an interesting thing as well. When like Motorola was like, and now a round watch face that we've been working on for 5 years, and then LG was like, looks good.
Yeah,
we're gonna do that and release it before you.
Actually, you've got to read the Google Play Store thing for the G Watch R, which actually is the full round screen. They mentioned it's the first Android Wear watch with a full round display, and they come back to go full circle with this, and they just keep mentioning it over and over again.
Circle, circle, circle.
But the screen isn't as nice.
My concern with the Apple Watch specifically is the price. So I want to try it. I want to have that experiment of having a watch and see if I dig it, see if I like having notifications on my wrist and everything. I think I will, and I'm excited about
you
it.
You will. You
but
really will.
If it's going to cost me $350 for the like base model and, I don't know, $1,000 for like... how much is this thing going to cost? And does that put it out of the range of an experiment? Maybe I could get it for 2 weeks and return it to Apple. I don't know.
Steal one from Outwear. That's what I did.
It's hard when you're...
I think I've been, like groomed with a Pebble. So I'm like, okay, I dig this.
Yeah, that's your proof of concept. Maybe I should get a Pebble.
It's crazy. You don't understand it until you're wearing it. And then when you're getting your notifications on there, you're like, well, I had to get my phone out of my... I'm about to get kicked out. I had to get my phone out of my pocket like a peasant. And now you're just like, now you're a king, you're a god. You can read your phone without even looking at your phone. And you drop it less.
Knows.
It's amazing.
Can I say my exciting thing for next year? It's Apple Pay, which obviously we need to actually get it in countries other than the US. That's kind of the main beef with Apple Pay right now. But I finally got a PayWave, you know, NFC mm-hmm. bank card. I don't know. I was just the last person on the planet to get
here
one.
Like
London.
A Visa PayWave or a...
In
was
London.
Was it a MasterCard?
Contactless, as we call it in the UK.
Contactless.
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 I finally got one and I'm just like, yeah, this is ridiculous. My phone... should be doing this right now. So I want Apple Pay to roll. Just hurry up. Like, who cares about...
We're still waiting for
Google
Wallet.
We've got 480 American banks on board. Like, who cares? Yeah. Get like the big players.
This.
And oh my goodness. Can I just have a short little bank rant? The banking apps in the UK suck.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I know we've been working on the ANZ one and that's head and shoulders above.
Well, they can't the websites are bad.
Yeah,
the websites aren't usable, and then they're like, "Oh, we'll just put that on a phone."
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Can't we just put the website on the phone?
I don't want to name any banks like Barclays.
Good thing you didn't name
for
any
being
banks.
Atrocious at customer service and all their digital
and technology.
Services.
Well, I specifically
and so, we can help you call Outwear Mobile.
Yeah, for real. I mean, Australia. I'll say this, like
Charles Barkley, call Outwear Mobile right now. we'll fix your bank.
I hate Charles Barkley's bank.
The round mountain.
Honestly, listening to the
good
podcast
rebounds though.
It's so good.
Listening to podcasts about banking whilst setting up bank accounts in the UK, I was just like, it is a joke here. Like Australia is so far ahead of
like contactless. Payment.
Everywhere.
Just all the technology,
US.
All the apps, the websites.
They should have beta tested Apple Pay and Google Wallet here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Like Blizzard beta test games here. Everyone should beta test
so
these
if anyone
here,
from
so
Apple is listening, get us the Apple Pay in Australia and you will get adoption so fast.
We already have.
You guys are talking about Apple Pay, but I've been using my business card to pay for purchases for ages.
All right, Hero.
What do you mean business card?
What's
I got a paper business card and I stuck the Combank pay tag on it. I walk around and people think I'm paying it with my hand because it's stuck between my fingers. Like, genius.
Oh my God. Madness. I didn't know you could do that.
Class.
So I could get a Harry Potter wand.
Yes.
You like, so sure. Oh, so you need to pay for that. Oh, do I? Alakazam.
Payment.
That is the best thing I've ever heard.
Comes with the tag is a little note that says you should stick it on your phone case, but I don't want to stick on my phone case.
Yeah, you don't actually have to stick it on your phone. No. It doesn't do anything with your
I'm
phone.
I'm going to put it on my heel.
You can put it on your forehead.
Your forehead.
Your forehead.
And,
forehead.
Like,
and then you just click your heels really high up near the sensor and hope
there's no
work.
Place
just,
like paying.
Like, hang on. And you like you will walk back and get a 15-meter run-up. So you like, jump
quick high enough. Okay, guys. Well, I think we're about to get kicked out of this boardroom. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Palace.
Yes, thank you. Everybody have a very happy holiday and a Merry Christmas.
And to you all too.
Yeah.
Stay safe.
Stay safe on those roads.
Yep. Everybody go buy Harry Potter wands and stick your paper.
Do something nice for someone.
Yeah. Go buy them a Harry Potter wand. Cool.
Can't you...
If you want to follow us on... do we still do this?
Yeah.
Probably.
We do now.
If you want to follow us on Twitter, at...
That's at Outwear.
It's at Keith Smythe on Twitter.
O-U-T-W-A-R-E. Send us a Christmas tweet.
Yeah. We'd love that, actually.
I'm going to go back to London. Sorry, guys. But maybe I can phone in sometime.
We'll
next
definitely
year.
Try that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Can you hear me? It'll be great.
Repeat?
It'll be amazing.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Ciao. Bye.